Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's Vogue's mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I'd say that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. Got Uncle Fester here. Got DV Oink, DV Midnight Frosty, and our special co-host today, JJ, aka PTS Dog. How are y'all, folks?
Don't everybody talk at once.
Oink?
I'm alive. I'm here. Yeah. We're going to beat a dead horse to death, but we're going to do it, damn it.
Cool. Frosty.
Got my club ready to go.
JJ, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't want to be, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's the 900-pound gorilla in the room. It's and the whole world's talking about it. Everything's going on, and you know. I get it, but at the same time, it's like that's all everybody's talking about is the virus, the coronavirus, and everybody's pointing fingers and everybody. And it's like, what? Come on, wash your fucking hands, avoid crowded places, and get on with your life.
Do y'all recall a couple of years ago they were trying to force like a world government?
Oh, yeah.
Not like sound like the perfect setup for that again?
Absolutely. If we really want to get into conspiracy shit, I've seen some wild shit out there.
People beating each other up for cases of water, for toilet
paper. Don't get me started. Look, you know why Nevermore's not here? Because she's in fucking battle right now. She is in a war zone called Walmart. And it has been that ridiculous. She has had to break up physical altercations over supplies. And if everybody would just chill the fuck out, let the system let the trucking system regain equilibrium, we wouldn't be having this problem. To my knowledge, nobody's stopped producing anything. Farmers are still planting the fields. You know, factories are still cranking out toilet paper. Loggers are still working across the road for me. Loggers are still cutting logs. Nobody's stopped. Some locations have reduced hours or have stopped because large groups of people gathered there. And in order to stop spreading the virus, they want people to stop congregating. That's sensible. But nobody has stopped producing yet.
And I have friends throughout the world and people in South Africa, same thing. Their store shelves are empty. I got a friend down in Perth in Australia. All of her shelf stores are empty. They even, even onions, people are just buying whatever they can find.
I was arguing with Nevermore about this. I'm ripping out the bushes in front of the house and I'm planting vegetables. I'm planting a couple of square foot gardening plots. And she's like, well, that's not even going to be in bloom until, fall. You're not going to have any vegetables yet. And I'm like, no, I won't. But if things keep going the way they're going, guess what? By the time stockpiles of canned goods in warehouses are depleted, there'll be vegetables on the vines, this is where things are scary, is especially in America. We've forgotten how to take care of things like growing our own food, fishing, hunting. There are us redneck backwoods, deplorables who still do it and can subsist on our own.
Well, if you need seeds, I bought several years ago when they had the survival seed kits. I bought four or five.
Yeah.
And I got a huge huge bunch of seeds if you need extra seeds.
I appreciate it, man. I've got to decide what. I'm growing squash, beans, you know, green beans, squash, stuff I can.
I got tons of all that. So
yeah, potatoes are no brainer. I'll go, you know, I'll do the straw bale potato plant.
But here's a question for you. Out there hunting, where do you find the wild Doritos?
Well, see, there's this thing called corn. It's a crop that you grow.
You mean you don't get to shoot them?
No, you don't get to shoot Doritos.
Darn it.
Doritos. But the, you know what, though? The thing is, the bottom line is, look, folks, we are not, this is not the fucking zombie apocalypse. You know? Nope, there aren't. People are not dropping like flies. Cities are not, you know, populations of cities are not dying off yet. And it doesn't seem like that's the, I mean, this is not like a worldwide outbreak of Ebola or something, of hemorrhagic fever. This is not, you know, the movies. This is a virus that does prey on the elderly and, people who are at higher risk because they have lung problems or diabetes, you know, things like that. They're a little higher risk of dying. But look, if you survived the flu over the winter, you can survive coronavirus. I mean, that's what they're saying. That's what the CDC stuff says is unless you have a weakened immune system, or are elderly or extremely young, this is not this huge killer. Unless they're not telling us something. I mean, if we want to go back to the conspiracy route,
something. Well, they do say do not eat feces, so.
Or lick fucking toilet seats. Really?
What the fuck's wrong with people?
This is Darwin. You know what? Here's what I'm thinking. This is an excellent opportunity for Darwinism to kick in, and it will call the herd. But it's not going to be coronavirus that calls the herd. It's going to be stupid people doing stupid shit. And there's nobody around to say, hey, that's stupid. And that's what's gonna thin the population, is stupid people being stupid. And
well, let's hope all those ice cream lickers and people doing the stupid shit in stores start leaking toilet seats, because
I mean,
they should be the first to go.
Yeah, that's what's going to kill people, is there's not going to be big enough crowds where somebody's going to see somebody doing something stupid and go, oh, I better stop that person. And that person's going to end up paying the price. And you know, licking a toilet seat isn't going to give you coronavirus. Have fun with the fucking herpes and the syphilis, though. You know? I just can't believe that people have taken this to this level of just idiocy.
And this is what Facebook has brought us, is people doing stupid challenges with their cameras just to show they can do it.
Yes. You know what? Honestly, you know what my challenge has been? I'm developing slanted wooden bowls, which is really cool. It's literally one side's shorter than the other, so that you can hold it in one hand and eat, and it's a more natural, more comfortable way to hold it. And my folks were in Costa Rica and they saw these everywhere, these little slanted ceramic bowls, and nobody was making them out of wood. So I sat down, drew 4 pages of really horrible sketches, trying to figure out a method to do it. I figured it out, and I've got the second one on the lathe right now. That, you know, there's a challenge. Create something that nobody else is doing. Explore something new that you know. There's 12 major museums that have totally digitized the entire space, and you can do a virtual tour online. You can go to the Louvre in your living room right now, free. Do something like that. Don't do this stupid shit like lick fucking toilet seats.
I've also several news
toilet paper.
Was that the Lou or the Louvre?
The Louvre and the Louvre. You can visit the Louvre too, but you probably don't have any damn toilet paper.
Oh no!
I'm still trying.
I'm stocked up.
I'm trying to figure out how toilet paper is going to save the world.
I want to know where the hell it says that this coronavirus gives you fucking diarrhea.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, where the fuck did that come up? Why toilet paper, people? Come on.
Well, so the excuse I've seen is, well, you know, we're going to be quarantined and we're going to run out of stuff. And one of the things we're going to run out of is toilet paper. And it's like, okay, look, you're only going to be quarantined if you're actually sick. And there are agencies that do things like bring you supplies when you are quarantined to your house because you're actually sick. You need toilet paper. You call the Red Cross. You say, hey, you know, we're quarantined. We need some toilet paper and some bottled water. And the Red Cross goes and gets you toilet paper and bottled water. And they bring it and they follow, you know, safety procedures. There's no need. Why do you have 36 bundles of toilet paper that you don't even have the closet space to store it? You're going to stick it down in your basement where it's going to get wet and mold?
Have you seen these idiots trying to sell it for $500 a pack on eBay?
You know what? I'll use my dogs and then bathe my dog rather than fucking pay $500 for a roll of for a pack of toilet paper.
Well, thankfully, I have extra socks.
Yeah, exactly. All the loose socks. There's your solution. Modern problems call for modern solutions. All your mismatched socks. I have a fucking bucket of mismatched socks on top of the dryer.
Well, you know, for a pair of socks, I only need one.
Yeah, it's yeah. Oh, hey, you're good to go. Yeah. I just, you know, how's it up there in Alaska? Are people this stupid up there too?
They have just gotten this stupid because, of course, this last week they announced our first and only case until this morning. First and only case. And holy shit, this weekend it was fucking ridiculous. I mean, people were doing the same thing they were doing down there, buying everything off the shelves as much as they can, except for, now get this shit, you walk into a store and you look in the nice, you know, what limited quantities we have of nice fruits and vegetables up here. That shit's still there. It's all the stupid ass junk food and or, you know, the meats that you can freeze and stuff like that. There's no milk. Hardly any eggs left at all. You know, the typical shit. And then, like you said, toilet paper. For fuck's sake. What the hell?
Well, I mean, when I was growing up there in Alaska, we did things like we would go once a month to Costco and we'd stock up for the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was normal behavior, especially in the winter. In summer, it wasn't so much, but in the winter, you know, at the beginning of fall, you went and you stocked up monthly things like toilet paper, you know, so you might get two bundles of toilet paper. But that was because you never knew when a storm was going to hit that was bad enough that you were stuck for a week or two. I remember, I don't know, it was fourth grade, fifth grade. We were stuck for 3 weeks because of a major snow and ice storm. The Glen was just impassable by anything but snowmobiles. But we had everything we needed so that we had food, we had everything. So it wasn't a big deal. We were just fine. But that's just normal survival planning up there. At least at that time, that was normal survival. And if you live out in the villages and you only get down to Anchorage once or twice a year, same thing. You know, the villagers got people who live in places like Talkeetna and stuff, or out further, Willow Creek, you know, out there in the bush, they would come in once every 3 or 4 months, stock up for the next 3 or 4 months, and head on their way. That was normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think probably at least rural Alaskans, they're fine. But all these imports from California,
oh God, yeah,
don't understand how survival works.
Well, I actually went into Costco, was it about 2 weeks ago, just as all this was starting to really get going down in the Seattle area. So, I mean, that initial, what do? I go get stock up? And it was like every cart had toilet paper, paper towels, and all that on it. But I would, like you were saying, I was doing my monthly Costco run.
Mm-hmm.
The regular, so I had toilet paper and paper towels and stuff on there because it was time to get more toilet paper and paper towels.
Right, but you didn't hoard, you know, six bundles instead of two. You got what you needed.
They were already limiting people to like two of each.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, look, I went to the grocery store Sunday morning, because we were low on Mountain Dew. People are hoarding freaking Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. Like, really? Really? Soda? That you will not die if you don't have soda. Coffee? Now, there could be deaths involved.
The good thing good that is I get mine mail order.
Well, yeah. I mean, since I started drinking Eubora coffee, they're not shutting down operations. I did see something that they're limiting access to their storefront, like because they have like a coffee shop down there in Georgia, and they were doing some things to help try and limit any possibility of spread there, and that's great. That's cool. That's smart business. Hey, we're aware. Here's what we're doing. But they didn't close, and they're still roasting, and they're still shipping. I'm still shipping stuff that I'm selling for the raffle that Scav started on the Service Dog Show. You know, I'm not sick. There's no reason for me to do some weird, scary shit, decontaminate, or I'm putting vinyl stickers in envelopes and putting a stamp on it. You can't even lick stamps anymore. So, I mean, it's not like there's any fluid transfer or anything. So, it's just everybody take a step back, chill the fuck out, and just realize that as long as you act normally but wash your hands, you're going to be fine.
So why limit and ban the sale of ammunition and alcohol? What is that going to solve?
See, now these are the – see – no, we're not going to sell alcohol. Okay, you want to stop selling alcohol? Guess what's going to happen? Ain't nowhere out here on the East Coast that people don't have some copper tubing lying around and an old pressure cooker, or you can bang up a still with an old tin pot. Come on. Do you want to restart bootlegging? This is how you restart bootlegging. Stop selling booze. It's going to happen. Why are you banning alcohol sales? So people can't enjoy themselves where they're locked in their homes? As far as ammo, we know why they're trying to ban ammo sales. Because don't want us to be able to defend ourselves. Because if it's not looters kicking in our door, it could be,
the Gestapo.
Hopefully the military is smart enough to remember that they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution.
I
hope generals will look at orders like that and say, that ain't happening on my watch. I really do hope. I worked at NORAD NORTHCOM. They're responsible, U.S. Northern Command, after 9/11, it was stood up, and they're responsible for Homeland Defense. Things like this, NORTHCOM, their fingers are in it. They're part of everything that's going on, coordination with National Guard and stuff. And there is a law called Posse Comitatus. It is illegal for the military to operate on U.S. soil against U.S. citizens unless some very, very specific things occur. And every officer that I worked with at NORAD NORTHCOM, when we discussed operations on U.S. soil, every single one of them said, I will not order my troops to fire on U.S. citizens. We may have to maintain order and social order and stuff. But if it comes to it where it's the citizens are standing up because the government's doing something wrong, my oath is to the Constitution.
I just wish the Senate and all the other people in Congress and whatnot would uphold their oath.
Wouldn't it be nice? If you really think about it, there have been some very... If we want to go down the rabbit hole, there have been some very, very concerning declarations made. So far, banning sales of alcohol and ammunition has only happened in some very liberal-leaning, smaller communities, smaller areas.
Massachusetts, all the bars and all the restaurants are closed. They're under a mandatory curfew. Illinois is like that, and
Ohio. But they're trying to limit gatherings so people aren't congregating where if one has the virus, six walk away with it.
Chick-fil-A has gone to drive-through only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, that makes sense.
Yeah, these are things that make sense. Unless you get but at the same time, look, if you have somebody who works at Chick-fil-A who just contracted the virus and isn't showing symptoms yet, or is just beginning to start symptoms, and they're handing, meals through the window, there's potential that everybody that they hand a meal to is then exposed. You're not going to control, you can't stop it unless you lock everybody down. Now, honestly, going back to all these rednecks who know how to fend for themselves, you're not going to lock us down. You tell me I can't leave my house, you guess what? I may not be able to drive out, but I can walk. If my family needs food and there's deer in them woods, guess where I'm going? You're not going to stop me. And there is not enough police, not enough military to guard every street in the country and keep people from leaving their homes. It's impossible. You can't do it. If they try to do it, well, let's just put it this way. There's a lot of people who are watching very closely and talking about large emergency ice structures. You know, the big igloo.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to. People are overreacting. The government, I think, is taking, so far, the federal government is taking reasonable steps. Local governments, maybe not so reasonable.
Yeah, they're getting
stupid. Maybe
they're
going a little bit overboard.
Yeah, Mecklenburg County has declared, of course, the, I guess, state of emergency. So, of course, the governor's done the same. And some of the stuff they're trying to pull is, you know, I don't know. I'm pretty much homebound, so I don't get a chance to go out into the, you know, the world. So it doesn't really affect me, but it may affect the wife.
I don't know. I think we need to. Everybody needs to step back, take a breath. We got, for the most part, and it's almost across the entire country, 2 weeks with the kids home to try and help stall the spread of the virus. We're not, I don't think anybody said we're going to stop this virus, and I don't think it's realistic to think we can. But if we can slow it down so that the healthcare system isn't completely overwhelmed while they're working on a vaccination, then we need to find ways to be cooperative, not to step on the rights of the citizenship. But at the same time, there, you know, there are critical industries that have to keep going. Truckers right now, I've seen a couple of truckers post on Facebook, the traffic's never been better. The trucks Yep. are still running. They are picking up loads of goods and taking them to stores and to distribution centers to be for, the trucks are still running, people.
People are just being overly stupid.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, this is the time to step up. Somebody was saying, well, all the stores should just only let senior citizens in the morning. And there are stores that are doing that. And that's good because I have a friend who had to body slam a woman because she was trying to take a package of toilet paper away from an elderly man. And she, you know, was twice this little guy's size, the woman that was attacking him. And my friend literally with her service dog, who happens to be a Doberman Pinscher, so is an impressive looking animal, but not aggressive because they can't be. But she actually body checked this woman, got her off this poor old man so he could get his one bundle of toilet paper. Why are people behaving this way?
Because the media and all the fear they're instilling in people, and that's just, people are not thinking.
That's just it. There is no reason.
It's a media and politically induced panic.
Man. And everything. Look, and let's talk about the political panic. Everything from the left has been designed to discredit anything the president does. President wasn't acting fast enough because he didn't declare a state of emergency and didn't close the borders. President declares a state of emergency and closes the borders. He's racist.
Or acted too soon.
I mean, everything is, doesn't matter. You know what? The president could fucking shit a golden egg that when you crack it open has the cure in it, and he could give it to every person in the world, and the left would find a reason why, you know, Trump makes the world eat shit would be the headline.
Yeah, but have you seen that according to the left that all this is his fault?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean, there's no, what is it Barack Obama said? There, never let a,
well, he said a lot of things like
never let a disaster, never let a good disaster go to waste. I think.
Do you remember him saying that the American public was too stupid to vote and he should be the overseer or king?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
remember that?
I tried to stay away from this, but what I'm seeing is everybody on the left freaking out and blaming Trump. And it's like he's actually taken faster action and more decisive action than Obama did during H1N1.
Yep.
So which is it? I mean, nothing. At this point, this country has become so polarized that nothing he does is right to the people on the left, and everything he does is right to the people on the right. And I'm sitting here looking at the Constitution, looking at my rights on a day-to-day basis, and going, well, you know, he's done some good things, but he's done some really questionable things, just like any other president. I was not a fan of Barack Obama, not in any way, shape, or form. I was on active duty. I served under the man. But he was still my commander-in-chief, and I still respected the office. People have forgotten how to respect the office, and they've gotten so polarized. You know, maybe we do need a purge. Maybe we do need this virus to kill off half the country. Because at this point, the founding fathers are not just rolling in their graves. They're spinning faster than my lathe can get. This is not the United States of America that they bled to form. And this is just getting stupid. This is getting ridiculous.
Yep.
And look, if we get to the point, I can see it happening. If people don't back off on hoarding and let the supply system work, let the trucks get where they need to go and get the stuff on the shelves in the stores. If people don't back off, we're going to see rioting, especially in the urban centers. We're going to see looting. We're going to see martial law.
And I almost think that's
fucking chill the fuck out. If you don't chill the fuck out, you're going to have soldiers on your streets.
And I almost think that's what they're trying to push or trying to push us towards. So they can
get socialism through the vote. We'll force socialism through panic.
Yep.
And I think that one thing I commend the president for is he seems to be doing everything in his power to prevent martial law. That is the absolute last thing I think that President Trump has on his mind, is allowing things to get to the point where, in order to protect the public, the military has to move in. Now, this can go two ways. Let them all kill each other, or socialism. You know?
Look how well it worked for Venezuela.
That's just it. You know, look at shit. China was shooting protesters in Hong Kong. It ain't working there either. North Korea is shooting COVID-19 victims. Somebody's infected, bang, done.
That's a way to stop it. Not recommended, but. Not recommended.
You know what? There may be a second civil war. This might be what culminates in a second civil war. I see it happening. It could happen. I don't want it to happen, but if something does cause situation to get to the point where people start pulling guns and defending themselves and their communities, this is what's going to do it. Get your Mad Max costumes ready, boys.
The purge is on.
get them spiked cod pieces out. It's time to go full road warrior. We don't need, look, veterans, listen. We can lead in this situation. Why is Nevermore working overtime and basically running the whole front end of her store? Guess what veterans excel at? Working under pressure in emergency situations. She's keeping her shit together when everybody else is freaking the fuck out. Because that's how we were trained. We have the opportunity to step up, set precedent, set example in our communities. Start on your street. My neighbor texted me and said, hey, keep an eye out. They're looting in High Point, 20 miles away from us. I'm like, no problem. Shotgun's loaded. I just, you know, make periodic trips around up to the front end of the house, look up and down the road, make sure I don't see strange cars in people's driveways. It's no big deal. But he knows if something does happen, I'll be right there with my shotgun and my phone to hold the fuckers who are kicking doors in at gunpoint until the police get here. It can be that simple. Just keep an extra eye on your neighborhood. It's no big deal. Most of us do it anyway, right? There's ways we can help make an impression. And one of the biggest ways, especially in the veteran community, that we can help make an impression is keep our fucking heads on straight. Don't go hoard paper. Don't go hoard toilet paper. Don't go hoard hand sanitizer. Be smart. Go buy the fresh vegetables and fruits. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Go. I got a neighbor three doors down, four doors down that has chickens. I bet you they got eggs coming out their ears. I need to go make friends and take them a little bowl that I've made. Hey, you know, I'm right up the road. You guys need any help getting rid of eggs? Just let me know. Make friends. My neighbor next on the other side of me gardens. I'm going to talk to him about helping plant so that come this fall, if the infrastructure continues to crumble, there's some fresh fruits and vegetables for my family, you know? Do smart things. Build community. Reach out. Go knock on the neighbor's door and introduce yourself. It's not a comfortable thing to do, but look, when people are starting to kick in doors, say you live in an apartment complex and people are starting to kick in doors because they're hungry, who's going to defend themselves and who's going to defend their neighbors? There's not enough police around to do it. Most of us have the training to be able to do it to some degree. At least we have the training to keep our cool in times of high stress. Put that training to use right now. Become the positive force in leadership that we have the ability to be in the country during this time of crisis. That's my thought anyway. We should go to break.
Good idea.
We'll be right back after this, folks. And we're not going to talk about the goddamn coronavirus.
DV Radio.
WDVR to Purple Fart Box. Status, over.
Oh, boss, we're snafu here.
Snafu. Situation normal. All fouled up.
Coming soon from our very own Snafu. Every branch has it.
Scrap and give me push-ups.
No one wants to be it.
You will continue to do push-ups until you learn to address me as first sergeant. Use that plan.
The Snafu Music Hour.
Where the hell have you been, soldier?
Right here on WDDRDVRadio.net.
That's a fact, Jack!
Stay tuned to DVRadio.net for more information.
These are exactly the kind of go-getters I want working on my EM50 project in Italy.
Shooters Express is Charlotte's number one destination for all personal defense, sport, instruction, and recreational shooting supplies. They offer concealed carry classes for only $29.95. That's only $29.95 for concealed carry classes. And if you're military or law enforcement, you'll receive great deals and be eligible for even more at Shooters Express. So head over to Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina, or visit shootersexpress.com for more information and monthly deals. That's Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina.
This is not a paid endorsement from Shooters Express and is provided solely by DV Radio for your charge.
On February 5th, the Department of Transportation published a set of proposed rule changes for air travel with service dogs in the Federal Register. This 94-page document is complex, but could have an adverse effect on the lives of every disabled handler of a task-trained service dog, as well as the disabled owners of emotional support animals. The future of equal rights for disabled people as we know it could be jeopardized by some of these proposed rule changes. As stakeholders, it is in the best interest of all disabled people to register their comments on this NPRM before the deadline of April 6th, 2020. Please go to the regulations.gov website, search for the notice titled Traveling by Air with Service Animals, and click on the Comment Now link in the upper right corner to make your voice heard. Remember to be polite and professional so that your comment will be registered. Together, we can ensure that the voices of disabled handlers of task-trained service dogs are heard.
DB Radio.
Let's get it on.
We got some food recipe for you.
The music.
Let's go.
You're listening to WDVR on DBRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
Welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out, WDVR, DBRadio.net. We still have Oink, DB Midnight Frosty, and our special guest host, JJ, PTS Dog.
Yay, and we have sponsors.
That's right. This show cannot be possible, folks, without the special and outstanding support we've gotten from K-Bar Soap Company. K-Bar Soap Company is the only all-natural soap and beard care option you'll ever need. K-Bar Soap Company will provide a superb bar of grenade-shaped soap. That's right, folks. Grenade-shaped soap rivaled by no other soap company in existence. It is their mission to provide a natural alternative to mass-produced products in the market today and never compromising quality. Veteran-owned and operated, ditch the bar, grab a grenade. K-Bar Soap Company. Thanks, guys.
And wash your damn hands, you filthy animals.
Right?
Holy shit. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Scrub that shit. Oh, how's your weeks, man? What's going on up there in the land of ice and snow with a midnight sun where the hot springs glow?
Those of you that listened to Barracks Talk last week heard how Oink and I kind of tortured our newbies this last week. Made them, we decided that since we normally sit up front in the truck, we drive around to check all the other trucks in. We decided we were going to ride in the back and let them drive. Kind of threw them off. Yeah, it was actually quite hilarious watching them go, what are we supposed to do? Your guys just got in the back.
Did you make anybody go get some exhaust sample?
No.
Aww.
They're both prior enlisted, so they know those games already.
You can't send them for 100 feet of flight line?
No.
No. One was a separated E5, the other was an E8. So, yeah, it can be hard to pull some pranks on those guys.
No fuck games. Oh,
no. Man. At least not with that, anyway. I mean, there's other things we can, you know, get them on eventually. But, you know.
Sugar-free gummy bears. It's a winner.
Oh, hey.
No, we already got a toilet paper shortage. We don't need any more.
Let's not play any of those kind of pranks just at this point in time, folks. Come on.
Icon, just hose them down on the airfield.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you could just throw them on the wing of a plane and hit them with the plane wash.
I was going to say, I cleared a shop after eating a couple handfuls of those.
Yeah, no shit. No, actually, too much shit.
That's how we discovered that the exhaust fan to the bathroom in the shop was just vented right out the roof into the rest of the shop and not outside.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it just like, what, 2 days ago in chat? And you, Frosty, said, why is it we always end up talking about poop?
Hey. Shit sells.
It's not sex anymore, folks. It's shit.
With all the extra toilet paper everybody's got, it's going to sell for quite a while.
Here's what, after all this is over, Taco Bell's going to probably have lines out the door. People got an excuse to use all that toilet paper up.
Yep.
Yeah, just wait until people try to return it and they refuse because, you know, of the illness.
Yep. There's short-sighted, and then there's what we're seeing, which is fucking retarded. Let's talk about shit some more. Fuck.
So Frosty was melting from one side.
The backside.
Other stuff did we do last week or over the last 2 weeks?
He didn't pay. He pooed.
Did you guys just get hit with like another big dose of snow too?
That was what, about 3 weeks ago?
Oh, okay.
About 3 weeks, and then we're only expecting like 1 to 3 tomorrow or tonight, today, whatever. So, yeah, something like that.
Well, I mean, it is still winter there. So, I mean, here we're having 50 and 60 degree days, which I cannot complain about, but I keep forgetting, you know.
Yeah, it's going to rain for the next 2 weeks.
We're hitting mid to upper 20s, maybe even hitting the 30s during the day and back down to the single digits and teens at night.
Yeah.
So you're having a heat wave, tropical heat wave.
Kind of, when you're trying to sleep and it's everything's warmed up and you're not used to it.
Yeah. How's the traffic at Anchorage International? That, I mean, that was the major hub to flights to Asia, was through Anchorage.
I really haven't heard. Hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to it.
Huh.
I know coming home from work, because they've decided to, after last night, shut down all the dine-in facilities and all that in town. Mm-hmm. There was, like, no traffic coming home this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in Anchorage, and I think Fairbanks is going to get it worse because there was actually two more reported cases of this crazy shit up there in Fairbanks.
Well, man, I mean, during the winter in Fairbanks, because it's so cold, most people don't really go anywhere anyway.
No, but you do have that, I won't say Asian influence, but they do have quite a few Asians that come over during winter to check out the Northern Lights and bask in the, you know, the hot springs that are up there. So, yeah, kind of a
lot of tourism. Well, I mean, there's a lot of tourism in the summer. I didn't even think about winter tourism.
Yeah, well, that's the mass, but basically in the winters, pretty much the Fairbanks area.
I really didn't look, but since the Iditarod started 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of the Fur Rondi and all that going on here in town. And
yeah,
think about all that with it going, and the Iditarod should end here in the next day or two.
Yep.
A lot of the villages have said where the checkpoints are, have moved the checkpoints outside of town.
Yeah. Well, a lot. I mean, they live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, snowmobiles, airplanes, and dog sleds are the only way in and out. So that's not a dumb thing to do.
No.
At all. That's
exposure, some of the regular common stuff that goes around.
Yeah. Shoot. They still got some weird stuff floating around out in those villages.
Yeah. Yeah.
I carry antibodies for Hep C from drinking village water out in Minto, handling for a musher. I never got Hep C, but I carry the antibodies from drinking the well water.
Hmm.
There's just still some stuff floating around out there. Heck, I wouldn't be surprised if you could still find smallpox in some of the villages, honestly, because they're so damn remote. At the same time, as long as they stay remote, they're fairly safe.
Yeah.
So, that's something we need to talk about. I got to say this. People, your dogs cannot catch coronavirus. Okay? They cannot transmit coronavirus. They can, just like any other surface, your dog's skin, your fur, your clothes, the bumper of your car, if somebody who has coronavirus touches that surface, the virus may be transferred, okay? But Lysol, Clorox wipes, all those disinfectants, that's poisonous to your dogs. Do not fucking spray your dogs with Lysol or Clorox or any of that shit. You'll kill them.
Not to get back on that subject again, but, I mean, did you actually see that one of the schools in Chicago, the way some of the parents were overreacting at some of that shit, too? Kids were coming out of the school, and the parents were there wiping them down with those Clorox wipes. That's people spraying their kids with Lysol.
Yeah. This will burn your skin. And it's the same to your dogs. You're not supposed to touch that stuff. You're supposed to wear gloves when you use it. Why would you spray your dog or your child with it? Do not be fucking stupid. Give your dog a bath with dog shampoo. Or better yet, I use K-Bar's Ricky Recon. No dyes, no scents. It's just pure soap. Okay? Just wash your dog. If you think that somebody who had COVID-19 touched your dog, just wash your dog. Don't poison your dog. Don't poison. Same with your fucking kids. Throw them in the shower. Make them wash their hands. Don't fucking poison them. Come on, people.
Are these the same people that are eating Tide Pods?
And licking toilet seats, I think.
Yes. I think they're all grouped together.
Yeah. Look, Darwin has a great chance here. Darwinism has a great chance. Maybe this will thin the herd a little.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe if we sprayed all those warning labels with Lysol, too, we can peel those off, and then we can definitely thin the fucking herd.
Yeah. That's it. You know what? I mean, there are lots of warnings in the owner's manual for my lathe, right? Because face it, that thing spins up to 3,600 RPM. That's dangerous. That'll rip a limb. That'll rip a finger right off your hand. Just wait, gone. Okay. But you know why there are no warning labels on the lathe? Because the people that use these kind of tools aren't fucking idiots. They know it's dangerous. Yeah. I know that thing's spinning at 3,600 RPM, and if my finger gets on the wrong side of the tool rest, my finger will be separated from my body. You know, I mean.
Can we buy just a bunch of wood chippers and remove the warning labels?
Remove the warning labels and just randomly lay them around places running to see what happens. It'd be like a squirrel trap, you know, with the box with the stick and the string, and you put the seeds in there, and you wait, and you see the squirrel crawl in, and you yank the string. And, you know, the box.
Can I add just one little favor to that?
What?
Can we put a sign inside of it saying, you know, climb inside for more votes?
No. Just find a way to suspend a roll of toilet paper in there where they can see it.
Well, I was thinking of getting rid of politicians altogether, you know.
True, yeah. Enter for votes, true, right? Look, you know what we need? We really need term limits. We really need term limits. Why are there 40 and 50 year career politicians running the government?
And we're having the same fucking issues. That's
over and over and over again. And the same names are involved in the same issues. Biden was a senator for 44 years. And some of the same things that are happening, he was involved in 30 years ago. Pelosi, same thing. I mean,
what, she was drinking cases of liquor back then, too?
Most likely. Jesus. We can change it. We can change a lot of things and make the government, you know, the government's supposed to work for us, not the other way around. They are public servants. That means
I'm just afraid. I'm a little bit of afraid, though, of if we let a whole bunch of newbies in there that don't follow the Constitution. Because they're already trying to change it.
We already have a bunch of newbies in there that don't follow the Constitution. What are you talking about?
True, but I mean, if we...
We had newbies in there who don't understand that the Constitution exists, but they put their hand on it.
All men are created equal. It doesn't say anything about women. So I can run for office. I can be a president. I'm not going to go down that street.
Yeah. I mean, We have systematically, as a nation, dumbed ourselves down to the point where we're radicals. People who have read the Constitution, understand what the laws are, we're radicals. And I see it in the service dog world. I piss a lot of people off because I encourage people to be responsible for themselves and their actions. They don't like hearing that. And I'm like, well, that's the way... It should be, though. Be responsible for yourself. You know, the whole purpose of writing a constitution and forming a government is so that when people didn't take responsibility for themselves, there was somebody who could step in and assist. But it wasn't to control the population. Where did it start to be to control the population? I don't know. That's a soapbox we really don't want to get out.
We could take article by article and almost make that a complete show.
Complete series of shows.
Come on now.
But fuck, we could take up a year. You know, shit, we could spend a month on the First and Second Amendments.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. I had my sister-in-law who said, you know, the typical, you know, the Constitution was written and the Second Amendment was for hunting rifles only. Why do you need more than just a handgun to defend yourself for? It's wow. I had to shut up. Even my wife had to be quiet, and she doesn't argue with her sister too much, but holy cow.
There's just, yeah, there are.
Well, back in those days, it was only hunting rifles. You know, we didn't have the amazing technology that we have today.
That's not true. They had look up the Puckle gun. It was a semi-automatic. Oh, no, the only reason it was semi-automatic is because they didn't have the automatic firing mechanism, so it was a crank-fired machine gun. And that was developed before they wrote the Constitution.
Yep, and look at the way the war fighting was done. I mean, they had men who lined up in a field and faced one another, you know, just head on, what, you know, maybe what, 50 yards apart or so.
Yeah, but it was waited,
you know, waited for the command to fire.
Yeah, it was perfectly legal for anybody to own a warship.
Yep.
You know, traders outfitted a ship with guns to protect themselves from privateers, from pirates. You know, and it was perfectly legal for Matt's Shipping Company to have 4 armed vessels that went from South Carolina to New York and back. You know, those were weapons of war. Those ships with cannons on them were top of the line for the day. And that was legal. That you know, the Second Amendment was intended so that the people could defend themselves if the government overreached and, you know, declared martial law over a goddamn virus.
And exactly. That's what I was just going to say. And where are we headed right now?
Yep. That's, I mean, look, if it comes down to martial law, Big Igloo, folks, get your gear ready because the boogie's coming. The boogaloo is coming. But we can avoid that shit. It doesn't have to happen. If we can all pull our heads out of our asses and work together.
If we get rid of the media for 6 months, we can.
Right? Shut down the goddamn media. Shit.
You know, beat them to death with the Constitution.
I'm just flabbergasted. I am absolutely flabbergasted in how far our society has fallen.
So, how do we go from something such as tragic as 9/11, where everybody came together on 9/12, to this, to where we have a small little commonly, you know, virus that's new to the human strain. I mean, it's been out there for years in the animal world, but it's new to the human strain. And people are going batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Why not come together and help one another? Like the older folks that need the toilet paper or the fresh fruits and veggies. Why not, you know, pitch in to help them out, see what they need?
Well, and that's like, you know, I was talking about the stores, you know, for only allowing senior citizens for the first hour. My thought is, okay, good for the stores, but why not just, hey, you know, you see a little old lady in the store and she looks scared and she needs stuff and nobody's, you know, how hard is it to just step up and say, ma'am, can I help you? And escort her through the store. That's what we should be doing. Not, don't force the companies to only let senior citizens in between 6 and 7. What if the only time you can go shop is at 6:30 in the morning on your way to work and you leave your shit in your car all day? I've been in that situation where I had to pick up stuff and you know, didn't need to be refrigerated, but I had to get stuff and I wasn't going to be able to do it because I had to pick up kids after work. So I stopped before work, but now I can't go in because I'm not 60 years or older. The better solution would be, hey, to just start a movement to be somebody's battle buddy in the fucking grocery store, since people can't control themselves and attack, you know, big women attack little old men over toilet paper. Go be an old person's bodyguard. You know, there is safety in numbers. How hard is it to say, hey, you look like you're having a little trouble? Yep. You know, how about we shop together? That's what I would do. That's what I will be doing. I have to go try and find some fresh meat here in the next couple of days. If there's somebody who looks like they're absolutely terrified, I'll just partner up with them. I got a 100-pound service dog next to me. Nobody will fuck with me, you know? And I'm not a small guy. I'm a big, intimidating guy. Nobody's going to fuck with us. Come on. Come shop with me. I'll get you through the store. Why don't we step up like that rather than making the business do it? Nobody wants to fucking nut up and just be a decent human being. It's not even a tough thing. Just step up and say, hey, I'll walk with you through the store. Don't even have to make contact with them.
I think it's our generation that will do that. We'll stand up. The younger generation does. Younger generation just doesn't give a fuck about anybody except themselves.
I don't know. I don't think we can draw generational lines. I mean, yes, we see a lot of self-involvement, but we see just as much self-involvement from 60 and 70 year old people as we do from 20 and 30 year old people and 40 and 50. I mean, as a whole societally, we've gotten away from being a society.
Oh, that's true. The only time people come together now is when there's a major disaster.
Well, there is a major disaster, and everybody's fucking pushing each other away and isolating.
No.
Instead, you can escort somebody through the grocery store and make sure they're safe while they're shopping without coming into contact with them. Bump elbows. Give each other wave. Hey, I'll walk through the store with you. So nobody hassles either of us.
Yep.
Why are we saying, well, the stores have to do something about this? How about you fucking be a decent human being and you do something about it? You know, why is it the store's responsibility for you to behave yourself?
Yep.
Why is it the government's responsibility for you to behave yourself? It's your responsibility, people.
Oh, a lot of them weren't raised like that, unfortunately. Some were, but not all.
And if you see some shit like that going down where you have, a Karen, slapping a little old man for some damn toilet paper, I ain't one to invoke violence, but I'll slap me a fucking Karen.
Oh, hell yeah. Go step in. I'm sorry, but if I see somebody trying to take stuff from somebody who's weaker at the grocery store and bully them, I'm going to step in. If I get hit, well, then it becomes self-defense, and I knock their ass out. You know, I'm sorry, but this is an opportunity for human beings in the United States to be human beings instead of self-involved assholes.
Amen.
As a society, what we need to be doing is stepping the fuck up. Taking care of one another, building community like we did in after 9/11. We've become so polarized and so divided that we're at the point right now where we have ladies attacking little old men in grocery stores over fucking toilet paper. And another woman stepped up, body slammed her, and stopped her.
I wish I could have seen that video.
Yeah, it would have been nice. The lady's a friend of mine, and she ain't no joke. I wouldn't want to piss her off. Hell, Nevermore has been having situations. She had somebody call her the devil and tell her that they hoped she died because she was enforcing that, you can buy one package, not 17, so that other people could get stuff. And she's like, I'll meet you there, Why are people stop it? Fucking stop it. Just be decent human beings to one another. And all of this won't be a problem.
If people would use common sense.
Yeah, unfortunately, common sense ain't that common anymore.
No, sir.
It's a superpower.
You know what? Go stick your dick in a wood chipper. Go do it. Because those of you who are dumb enough to do it will start solving the problem. All right, last thoughts. We got to start wrapping this up because we could rant for another 2 or 3 hours about this shit. Uncle Fester, you got anything to add?
Well, let's hope and pray that people stop being assholes and start stepping up and helping everyone, helping each other, and hopefully start building instead of destroying.
Rossi?
You got a couple of things. First, since a lot of places are starting to kind of force isolation or recommend isolation, check on your brothers, give them a call, give them a text, make sure they're out there, they're doing okay. This is a good time to a lot of little triggers that are out there for people that have issues.
Yeah.
And on the lighter side, seeing all these jokes about toilet paper shortages, I don't find them very charming. It's to stop soon. This is Northern to laugh at, but laugh about. It's got to be some kind of vast two-ply conspiracy. Very hard to absorb it all. I mean, it wipes me out. I guess we'll just roll along with everyone else. I have to go now. I'm feeling flushed.
Oike.
And just as I have to ask for a friend, are tortillas plushable?
Yes. Yes. But what would be even funnier is to wrap them up and just drop them off in people's mailboxes.
Round.
Taco Tuesday specials.
Sorry, I had to go there.
Oh, good.
No, folks, I tell you what, let's have some more September 12ths in our near future versus the March 12ths. This country can do it. It has done it, and it should do it again. There's no reason for us to be acting like fucking animals right now. I mean, it really isn't. It's a virus. They're working it. On the greater side of it, if you look at the numbers of active cases and closed cases, the actual percentage of those that are in either good condition or recovered and you know, been discharged is in the 90 percentile. So there is nothing to sit there and keep fearing over. Even if you get the coronavirus, you're not going to instantly die of the disease. So just relax, take it as is, stay home, isolate. And if you do feel those cases, obviously seek medical attention. But there's no need to go batshit crazy, folks. Come on.
I think if I was going to say anything, it would be to take a book, a lesson from the book of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Be excellent to each other. Stop being assholes to each other. Be excellent to each other. This is a real opportunity for us to change our society in a positive manner. We can, veterans, look, I'm throwing the gauntlet down. Y'all know how to behave in an emergency. You know how to keep your cool and get things done. Go out and set some examples. Let's show these potatoes how it's done. Let's lead. That's what we're trained to do. Let's go be leaders. Let's bring our communities together. Let's build stronger communities throughout this disaster. I challenge you, and you know, I'm following Boone Cutler through that challenge down on his page. And if you listen to Sunday's Service Dog Show, Boone's a powerful speaker. He's a leader, and we all have the training and ability to be leaders ourselves. This is the time. This is the time to show America what their veterans really are. So be excellent to each other and wash your fucking hands. You've been listening to Frag Out Drag Out right here on DV Radio, WDVR. We'll see you next week. Hopefully it won't be such a sausage fest.
Messages.
Bye-bye.
Radio.